Well, good morning to everybody. Good to hear and see everybody on this beautiful Sunday morning. It's a joy to be in the Lord's house and about His business. It's good to see some of you who've been on vacation and having people coming back and praying for your safety. It's good to have everybody back together again. We're going to start off this morning with an update on our missionaries of the month. Continue to pray for our missionaries. I know Dr. Woodbridge today, I've been in communication. You all, some of you, most of you know him as Rusty. I refer to him as Dr. Woodbridge. He was my mentor there in school when I was going. But he's preaching this morning, and he's preaching in Russian. So be praying for him. You know, I told him, I said, God's word does not return void no matter what language it's going out in. So just keep praying for him. And we are blessed as a church to have a number of missionaries that are taking the gospel throughout the world. And just so exciting to see God working in that and continue to bless the fruits or bless the seeds, grow the seeds into fruition for His kingdom. But Watson, if you would come right now and just give us a quick update here this morning of our missionaries of the month.
May White and Diana Willard with Word of Light International in Schoon Lake, New York. The White, who grew up in the church, is full-time staff for the curriculum development with Word of Life headquarters. And also, he is the early representative for Southern New England. That's Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. Lots of mileage and encouragement to all the Word of Life and Olympian in the area. This past quarter, Dwight has had the opportunity to present the gospel at Olympian Sleepover, an Olympian pool party in New York, and at a training conference. Dwight and Diana have asked for our continued and further for their replacement in the Southern New England area. Peggy just returned from a mission trip to Brazil in April, and Caitlin graduated yesterday from Summit. So both daughters request our prayers for specific leading and direction as they seek to honor Jesus Christ. Scripture says, continue in prayer, watching the same with thanksgiving, with it all praying also for us, that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bound, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Colossians 4:2-4. Your prayers and gifts are a valuable part of the Willard ministry, for which they are so grateful to God. Okay.
That's and continue to pray for the Willard family and as things are growing and moving and changing in their family, but continue to keep them in your prayers and the ministry that God has given them. I wanted to read you a verse here today. It's been very dear in my life over the years, but God took me to it here this morning out of Isaiah chapter 43 and verse number 1. It says, but now thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. That just always has brought me comfort, strength, peace, power to know that my God has called me by name. He knows me personally. We know there in Scripture, in the book of Matthew, He's numbered all the hairs on our head. But just to consider, no matter what you're going through today, whatever you're experiencing in your mind, your heart, and your life, that if you're a child of Jesus Christ, that He looks upon you and says, I have called you by your name. You're mine. And that brings me that strength many times that is needed, as I'm sure that you can attest to get through just the day, get me through this moment. But I just want to encourage you with that today. As we go to the Lord in prayer in the privacy and the stillness of our own hearts and our own minds, just consider that the God that you are praying to, Jesus Christ, has called you by your name. Lord Jesus, we do come into your presence this morning, and I just praise you and thank you again that we can have a personal relationship with the God of this universe. Father, I thank you for the peace and the power to know that you know me. In Psalms 139, you knew me before I was formed, before I was created. Father, to know that you have my name on your mind and your lips and your heart, brings me great boldness and great strength. But that strength comes through you and through your love, and I just pray that that same power would be known to each and every person here today, for the brokenhearted, for the weary, for the downtrodden. Father, I pray that they would know you personally. Pray, God, that we wouldn't settle for knowing about you, but we would know the God who has called us by name. Thank you for claiming us out of the depths of darkness and sin. Thank you, Almighty God, for taking us out of a miry pit and setting our feet upon a rock. Thank you, Almighty God, for taking on our sin that we might become your righteousness. May you be exalted above all measure and above all name here this morning, and may your spirit be present and strong and have complete control of everything that is said and done. For the glory of Christ Jesus, we pray this. We love you and need you. Amen.
Amen. We're going to ask everybody to stand this morning. We're going to sing an awesome hymn about our Savior's love. For God so loved the world. Amen. Let's sing, My Savior's Love.
Thank you. Good morning. What a beautiful morning, isn't it? And boy, what a great song. And how marvelous, how wonderful is our Savior's love for me. Amen. So Thursday was National Day of Prayer. But you know what? Every day is Day of Prayer. Amen. We don't need a dedication of some national thing. I mean, it's every day is Day of Prayer. But it's also just something I want to observation about spring. It was really interesting yesterday or in the last couple of days. Terry and I noticed there's a little wren building a nest in a birdhouse that we have in our backyard. But then there was a sparrow that came and took over the nest. And there's this battle be going on between the wren and the sparrow, you know, for a little while the wren's in there, and then he gets chased off, and then the sparrow goes in there. It's kind of interesting, little confrontation going on there. But also, I was walking up down my driveway after getting my newspaper, and I saw this rabbit building a nest. It was so cool. She was going and getting, like, some leaves and going under some brush, and I saw where she was digging a little hole and putting the leaves in there, and she'd go and get some more leaves and come back and forth, and it's part of spring, just all this life. It's just so great, and just seeing the bursting of life in the trees and the flowers, and God's amazing, isn't he? All right, so if you're a visitor, there's a connection card in front of you in the pew. Please fill one of those out and put that in the offering plate as the ushers come by. And just a few announcements this morning. The Sunday school, adult Sunday school teachers meeting has moved to next Sunday. So that will not be today. It'll be next Sunday, May 13th, 14th. And ladies' tea is coming up May 20th. And Becca, do you have something you want to add on that?
I just wanted to say a little quick word. Our ladies' tea is coming up on May 20th here at the church at 11. And we have, we did this 2 years ago and had a great time of fellowship. We have our hostesses lined up who are ready to decorate and making plans for how they're going to each decorate their own tables. So this is a great opportunity for you to invite a neighbor or a sister or your mom and just come out and enjoy a time of fellowship with the ladies. Saturday the 20th at 11, there's a sign-up sheet out there. You'll see a little tea display. And we're going to be studying and talking about, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. So I hope you will join us.
Amen. Now, guys, don't feel left out because there's a men's breakfast coming up later on in June. So we got an opportunity to. Sunday before Memorial Day, there'll be a service. The service is not going to be here. It's going to be at Hammonasset State Park with a picnic following that. And there was a sign-up sheet in the foyer. I mean, everyone's welcome, certainly, to come, and we encourage you to come, but there is food to be brought, so please put your name on that sign-up sheet, and there is a $13 charge per car, so it's encouraged that people carpool for that. Let's see, let's have the ushers come forward, and as they do, let's all stand.
Announcement about the teens, please.
Stop, stay.
He skips the teens, and I think the teens are really important. When you were great teens, yeah, that was really great response.
All right, they're coming.
Thank you guys for leaving me out there. This Friday night, we have a teen activity. The teens know the date and time. The time is, I think, 6 to 10. But I'm standing up to say that I want you guys to pray. We're having a Mother's Day car wash. It's next Saturday morning. We've been doing it for a lot of years, provided the weather has been good. And we thank Jeff for helping set up and do so much all these years. And we're going to be doing a Mother's Day car wash. And actually, our car wash is a little different than many you may see up and down a shoreline because we're not doing it to raise money. We're doing it to show the love of God to our neighborhood and our community. And we actually give everybody that comes in for us to have the privilege to wash your car, a flower, a tract. The gospel's going out in every car. If it's a guy, we tell him, hey, give it to your mom if you're still with her at her house or to your wife or whoever. But we want to just do this to community. It's a big deal. I mean, we've washed over 100 cars in 3 hours before. So feel free and come down or send somebody down. But we want to do this, we want to do it big, and we want to do it right for Jesus. So pray for the teens. It's this coming Saturday from 9 to 12, okay? Thank you.
Or if you just want some entertainment, Trent likes to get the kids wet with the hose. So, all right, let's all stand, and we're going to recite together Colossians 2:8. It should be up on the screen. Let's go ahead and recite that together now. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. Colossians 2:8. Bruce, would you lead us in a prayer?
Dear Lord God, we thank you for this opportunity to gather together in your name. We just pray, Lord, now that you would take this offering and you would multiply it and that you would have your hand of blessing upon it, that your will might be accomplished here and that your name might be glorified. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
I don't deserve to be your servant, and how much less to be your child. Anger and wrath, sure condemnation, should be my portion, my just reward. Never have seen it, never have known it, your loving kindness enfolds my life. All you have shown me is grace, love, and mercy, now and forever. I am your child. Freely you pour out your loving kindness. Father of grace, you welcome me in. All of the sin I have committed was placed upon your righteous Son. And now you see me through his perfection, as if I'd never done any wrong. Always forgiven, always accepted, no fear of judgment before your throne. All you have shown me is grace, love, and mercy, now and forever. I am your child. Freely you pour out your loving kindness. Father of grace, you welcome me in. All you have shown me is grace, love, and mercy, now and forever. I am your child. Freely you pour out your loving kindness. Father of grace, you welcome me in. Father of grace, you welcome me in. Father of grace, you welcome me in. Thank you, Jesus.
Everyone said amen. That was awesome. Please stand up. We're going to sing couple songs of praise the Lord also this morning. And I want to read a verse before we sing this song. I want you to turn your hymn books, because there's a wonderful echoing refrain in this song. And if you don't know it, it won't be on the screen. Hymn number 198, Wonderful Grace of Jesus. It says in 2 Corinthians 8:9, "For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for our sakes, your sakes, he became poor, that ye, through his poverty, might be rich." Wonderful, wonderful grace of Jesus. Vanessa just sung about it. Let's sing this song. It's one of my favorite hymns growing up because it's fast and it's going to awesome echo. Let's split it up. Let's sing it loud to Jesus. Amen. Here we go.
Away my burden, send it.
the matchless grace of Jesus, deeper than the mighty rolling sea, the rolling sea.
That's a lot of words, but you got this. Verse 2.
Wonderful grace of Jesus, reaching to all the lost. By it I have been pardoned, saved to the uttermost. Chains have been torn asunder, giving me liberty. The matchless grace of Jesus, deeper than the mighty rolling sea, the rolling sea.
God is so good. He is so faithful. He is so true. We are going to learn a new song this morning. And this song's called Stronger, but in it, not only talks about God being stronger and the fact that he broke the power of sin and saved us, but it also talks about his faithfulness. If you'll notice, that's a theme we have going this morning, and it never ceases to amaze me every Sunday how God, the great orchestrator and creator of the universe, imagine this, he could put everything in place in the service without us all talking. Vanessa's song couldn't have been more perfect. Often God will put a verse on my heart and I have no idea what pastor's about to preach on, and then boom, it falls right in line. God is faithful, amen? He is so faithful. He is so great. It says in Lamentations 3:23, and you probably know this verse. I'll read 22 also. It is because of the Lord's mercies. His mercies. She just sung about that. That we are not consumed because his compassions fail not. Thank God they don't fail, folks. If they did, we'd be done. His compassions don't fail, and verse 23, they're new every morning. They're new every morning. Regardless of the weather, regardless of what's going on in our life, and we all got stuff going on in our lives. As you're well aware, we live in a very simple place. But God loved us so much. His mercies are new every morning, and great is his faithfulness. So just follow us as we sing this song. Stronger than everything, and Lord God, that you loved us when we were completely lost and unlovable, and that you so loved the world that you sent your Son. Lord God, we just thank you so much that you're faithful despite our circumstances. And Lord, there's so many big circumstances going on in everybody's life. Lord, people are battling health problems, spiritual battle problems, financial problems. But Lord, you are the overcomer. You are the great I am. And we just pray right now, Lord God, that you will help us to keep our eyes on you, from whence our help comes. It comes from the Lord. We love you. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Say amen like you mean it.
Amen.
Thank you. You may be seated.